Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There is massive documentation that, until 50 years ago, minorities in American history were gradually improving their economic well-being and reducing how many were living in poverty. This was especially true for descendants of immigrants and former slaves. 50 years ago, the economic progress of our nation's minorities reversed. I don't think it is a coincidence that the overall failure to help the poor in America coincides with the adoption in 1965 of President Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty. Let me give you one example of how these programs failed the poor. Alan West is a former Army Lieutenant Colonel, a one-time U.S. Congressman, and current Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis, and himself a minority. In a recent speech in Michigan, which I was privileged to attend, he told the audience that when the federal aid to families with dependent children was adopted as part of the War on Poverty, a requirement to receive benefits was that households with children could not have an adult male living there. He then told us that when the program began, 77% of African American children lived in two-parent homes. But with the U.S. government subsidizing the breakup of families, fewer than 25% of African American children today live in a two-parent home. There is a significant correlation between poverty and single-parent households. There is also a strong correlation that anytime the government subsidizes something, you get more of it. It should not be a surprise to anyone that there are now multiple generations within some families that remain in poverty. In effect, the government's war on poverty is destroying the incentives for people to take responsibility to better their own lives. Another way to put that is that government is wiping out the American dream. It used to be true that each generation became more prosperous than the last. The trillions of dollars spent on the poor over the past five decades were more than enough to have eliminated poverty in America. While the government failed, the private sector made tremendous strides alleviating poverty worldwide. America's poor deserve better. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.